The Attorney General of Texas recently said he sued the Obama administration 25 times. Is that right? I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, and I'm joined by Gardner Selby of the Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact Checking Project.
Hello.
So the Attorney General, Republican Greg Abbott, was speaking in Austin in April. Take it from there.
Sure. Abbott was talking at a FreedomWorks gathering here, or kind of a rally, about his approach to his job since Barack Obama has been president. Let's listen.
When I go into work every single day. Now, you know what I do. You all get what I do. My job description has been simplified over the past 4 years. Because what I do is I go into the office, I sue the federal government, and then I go home. I've sued the Obama administration now 25 times over the last 4 years.
25 times. How does that hold up?
Well, the Associated Press reported in September in a news story that the count was 24 then. But for our part, our reporter Sue Owen went and asked the Attorney General's office for a list of suits against the federal government. And those indicate that there were 3 suits while George W. Bush was president, 27 in Obama's era.
Presumably one of those is the state suit challenging the Affordable Care Act.
It's absolutely in there. To recap, Texas was among 26 states that experienced what we call a partial win after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law, but said states could not be required to expand access to Medicaid.
And what were the other suits?
If I had all day, we could page through all of them. For now, at least, some typical other cases involve lawsuits against the Environmental Protection Agency and one against the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
And did Texas fly solo or join in on most of the cases?
In about half the cases we found, Texas was the lead plaintiff or the only plaintiff, the suer. Twice, Texas was originally listed among other states, but not as the lead plaintiff, 2 times. And in 11 cases, Texas and other states or parties filed similar lawsuits that were later bundled together by the courts.
Now, there was more than one challenge to the Affordable Care Act. Am I correct?
Right. Besides the challenge that we talked about a moment ago, in 2012, just last year, 7 states sued over a requirement in the law that religious employers offer insurance covering certain birth control methods. The states lost the first round, but that's under appeal.
So, as usual, there's some fine print. What's the fine print with this one?
A Democratic strategist in Washington, Matt Engel, suggested that 2 of these suits that the state is responsible for, which had to do with whether judges of the Justice Department would review the constitutionality of redrawn districts, those 2, Engel suggested, were tactical defensive maneuvers by the state of Texas. His point was that the suits shouldn't be counted as traditional go-get-em lawsuits.
Well, so how did that actually affect the Truthometer rating? Because they are suits, right?
Our sense, that was a critique insufficient to make the Attorney General's claim incorrect. In the end, we rated Abbott's statement that he sued the administration 25 times. We rated that as true.
And I see that listeners can see the full list of lawsuits at politifacttexas.com. as well as an update on last week's global warming fact check.
Yeah, there were some individuals who said, wait a minute about that pants on fire. There were some who suggested we blew it on that.
All right, Gardner Selby, thanks so much for being here.
Great.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker for the Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact Texas, and I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.